Hello and welcome to another podcast from the Wicketgate magazine. And we're continuing the series What Saith the Scriptures. And the books that we're looking at in this short study are three of the minor prophets, Micah, Nahum, and Habakkuk. Now Micah was called the Morasthite, to distinguish him from Micaiah, mentioned in 1 Kings 22, who prophesied both in Israel and in Judah in the reigns of Jotham, Ahaz and Hezekiah. His predictions refer to the destruction of Jerusalem, the captivity and the return, and point very vividly to the coming of the Messiah. He was contemporary with Isaiah, whom he resembles in several respects. He is referred to in Jeremiah 26:18, and quotations from his book signifying the birth of Christ at Bethlehem are made in the Gospels. And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, etc. Now, Nahum. Nahum is supposed to have prophesied during the reign of Hezekiah, king of Judah, about BC 712. Josephus, the Jewish historian, supported by several commentators, places him some years earlier, but the balance of opinion accepts the dates here given. His prophecy is directed against Nineveh, which was destroyed by the Medes and Chaldeans, about BC 626. And the third and last book to consider is the book of Habakkuk. Now Habakkuk directs his prophecy against the nation in general, and against the priests and nobles in particular. His words are full of warning and reproof on account of the corruption and lawlessness that he sees in all hands. God's apparent delay in judging this situation causes Habakkuk great perplexity, but the initial perplexity is nothing compared to what he experiences when God intimates his remedy, the rising up of the Chaldeans to march through the land to possess it. After standing on his watchtower, however, he acknowledges God's ways, and from that watchtower interview with God, there comes the great theme of redemption: the just shall live by faith. The last chapter takes the form of a hymn of praise that rises to the heights of trust in Jehovah. I trust that you found these short considerations of value and of blessing to your souls. This is a podcast from the Wicketgate magazine, www.wicketgate.co.uk. Thanks for joining me.